The Border Chronicles is a virtually interactive experience which takes place on the Instagram platform. It's an interactive story where you, the reader, decides the main character, Austin's fate. It all begins in a well-known pawn shop in downtown El Paso, and here to tell us all about it is its creator, Aide Alonso. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I am so excited to talk about your project. And, you know, I came upon it just as a fluke. I'm like, Border Chronicles, yes. And then I start to click through it. I'm like, what's happening here? This is so cool. Slash, I'm confused, but like in the best of ways. So tell us how you came up with this concept and walk us through it.
This started off actually as a completely different project. This was funded by MCAD. And, you know, with Corona,
the COVID, and such. Right?
Yeah, the times.
The
I guess all of us that really got the grant really had to rethink and kind of adapt our proposal.
Was it an artist incubator grant that you got?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So the initial project was meant to be super interactive. You know, I was going to do an all immersive installation and set on Laura Turón's bus and collaborate with sound technicians and, you know, the works, textiles, the works, but that couldn't happen. So I still kind of wanted to keep this very interactive component to the project. So I spent a lot of time on Instagram, you know, I spend a lot of time on Instagram, and as I think we all are doing right now.
Oh yeah, totally guilty.
Yeah, the worst. Like, my screen time at one time was like 5 hours per day or something, like something insane. So I was just scrolling through Instagram, and me and Instagram have a love-hate relationship. I love being on there, but at the same time, I hate it because I just... Yeah. All of my day is kind of wasted on there. So I got to thinking, you know, of what is my relationship with Instagram? What is my interaction with Instagram? That's kind of where, you know, the story, you know, or this idea came about, because I said, well, what if I can be on Instagram without feeling, you know, like I wasted my time? So right. I said, well, what if I made something interactive? What if I made an art project? What if I made illustrations and wrote this quirky story and I would get lost in Instagram profiles, so creating kind of a maze, you know? And on Instagram, sometimes, you know, I end up, you know, at a friend's profile, and then I click, and then, you know, it takes me to a tagged profile, which then this girl is wearing a super cute hat, and then I tag that, and it takes me into another profile. So I'm like, you know, I'm just gonna reinvent this concept to the Border Chronicles.
It is a true maze. So like, logistically, did you have to imagine the entire adventure and all of the possibilities so that then you could go in and create them? Because it seems like each character or scenario has their own profile.
Right. Yes.
Which I'm like, how did you do? Like, it's like my head brain hurts thinking about how you put this thing together.
Yeah, it was a challenge. Honestly, I didn't even know, you know, I've never really done anything like this before. So I didn't really know how to start. I just knew it was about a kid that went to a pawn shop to buy something. That's all I knew. So what I did is I grabbed this huge sheet of white paper and I kind of started with like a mind map.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of started doing that. So I wrote the whole story first. So kind of each bubble represented an Instagram profile. And I had to write it all out just to make sure that the endings didn't repeat themselves or that the whole thing made sense, you know, and sometimes I just didn't even understand what was happening anymore. So, but it was super fun. It was one of the projects that I've had the most fun doing. You know, I was just writing and just like creating these silly endings, you know. It was super, super fun, but super challenging, super challenging. But I think it turned out well.
I think it did too. And again, to your credit, if you're going to spend time on Instagram, I mean, you might as well,
you know, just do something that you don't feel guilty about, you know, it's like, right. Okay. Yeah.
So do you have any idea, like how many possible scenarios you can go through if you embark on
Yes, there is a total of 58 Instagram profiles.
Holy moly.
Yeah. So I think there is at least like alternate endings. There is at least 20, I think. at least 20, I think.
Oh my gosh. So, okay, tell us, Austin is not just at any old pawn shop. I mean, if you live in El Paso, you know Dave's is legendary.
Right, right. You know, it was still kind of super important to make the project kind of very Juarez El Paso based. Yeah. So there is like a lot of pochismos also in there, like English and Spanish kind of melting into each other. But if I want to talk about downtown El Paso, I had to mention Dave's Pawn Shop. Plus, it's like full of all these amazing things, you know, and I unfortunately couldn't go to Dave's because the times. And so I had to kind of see their Instagram profile and see the objects that they had. So that's how I came about all the objects that I talk about from Dave's Pawn Shop. But I do want to go in person.
Oh my gosh. It's the cool. I mean, you have been there though, right?
I have not.
Oh my gosh. I did. Like, okay. But I obviously, you know about the trigger finger. Cause like who, you have to know about the trigger finger.
Of course. Of course.
But there's just wild stuff and like weird things, creepy things, beautiful things.
Yeah.
It's a whole other world and it is unlike any other pawn shop. How does this project relate to your other works or how you express yourself, or has it influenced how you will maybe express yourself in the future as an artist?
Interesting. I do like writing very much, but it's something that I kind of stopped doing for a while, I guess after grad school, after the, you know, writing my thesis, which was...
Yeah, you're like, I'm never writing again.
Ever, you know, I'm done. So I kind of took a really big break from writing. And so I studied jewelry and metal in UTEP. And then I did grad school also in jewelry and metal. So my work is super interactive. And, you know, it's about relationships and attachment and detachment. So in a way, I feel this project is still very much interactive, you know, kind of through a screen, but still very much interactive. And your question about how it's going to influence my work or if it is, oof, I mean, I'm pretty sure it will. I mean, I'm pretty sure. And sometimes, you know, I feel there's like a bunch of experiences or like foods or movies that kind of influence your work in many ways. And I don't know how that will happen at the moment, but for sure it will. You know, as a jeweler, I work with 3D objects, you know, things that I can pick up and move. And this was kind of the first time that, okay, it's an illustration that somebody else is going to do. And how do I navigate that? How do I tell them, do I like this? Do I like not? How much creative freedom do I give them? So it was kind of interesting to look at artwork kind of flat, you know, in a flat 2D, I guess, and not 3D. So I don't know. I have no idea.
TBD.
Yes, for sure.
And are you back to making jewelry now? I mean, it seems like you're constantly working in that realm, right?
Yes. So I am at the moment, I was commissioned by Azul Arena magazine, which I'm sure you know about.
Yes, our friend Edgar Picasso, who is beyond the magazine, he's everywhere.
Isn't he a magic? He's a magical person. You know, he's like a chameleon. He can do all the things. You know, if you want to know the best burritos in Juarez, he's the guy to go to.
Yep.
He's great. So I was commissioned by Azul Arena to do 3 new pieces of my conceptual artwork, which I hadn't done too much of after grad school for a variety of reasons, post-graduation depression being one of them.
It's rough. And I don't think anybody talks about that enough either.
No, they don't. And, you know, for a really long time, I didn't know what I had or why. For some reason, I'm like, you know what, if I can't make good art, I'm not going to make any. Or why should I even make any? And, you know, all these, you know, questioning all these things about who you are creatively and why do you want to make and why are you making and who is your audience and just messy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, right now, so Azul Arena commissioned 3 pieces of my conceptual work. They were photographed by Alejandra Aragon, she is also going to be part of Azul Arena's next issue, which should be coming up soon. Nice. I'm not sure when. So I've been doing that. And then I'm also working on my commercial jewelry line, which is Ayayay Jewelry. And cute. Yeah, you know, Ayayay, you know, it just seems, you know, like, dude, of course. So I've been working on that. And then at the same time, still kind of, you know, trying to get the Border Chronicles out there. I feel it's a super interesting project. And I'm doing stickers. I'm going to be doing some prints and all these things. So kind of, you know, creating a little business of my own.
That's amazing. And you know what? I'm glad you talked about it because you do. Like, you graduate and then you're like, what does it all mean? What am I supposed to do with my life? Why did I just go through that?
Yeah. Like, what? I mean, and it was just like a really big, well, grad school is just an existential crisis for anybody, but it's super great. Like, I feel like I really found my voice as an artist.
You are a creative being and you are sharing your Border Chronicles with us. And hopefully after this talk, more people will embark on their adventure. And really, step one is Instagram, the Border Chronicles, and your adventure starts.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. So the Border Chronicles on Instagram. Yeah, it's the Border Chronicles. That's the Instagram profile. That's the first one. So how it works is that you go on Instagram and then it starts with a little animation of Austin walking. And then there's like all this kind of text on the bottom that you read. And then in the bottom, the description is, you know, after Austin kind of decides that he wants to go into Dave's Fun Shop to buy a present because it's the coolest kind of store ever in downtown, then the user or the viewer or the reader decides which object Austin buys. And then after that, you know, there's like a whole variety of just weird happenings that, you know, go on because of the object that the reader chooses. So it's like interesting.
It's totally interesting. And it is mind-blowing / mind-boggling. And I invite everyone to embark on the Border Chronicles. You start on Instagram at the Border Chronicles and then take yourself on many adventures. Today, my guest has been its creator, Aide Alonso. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.